We have a lot of news to cover today, but we've got to start with a story that's just so important to the men and women who do the heavy lifting to protect America's interests around the globe. I'm speaking of the military. This morning, they heard these words from the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Eric Shinseki.
I extend an apology to the people whom I care most deeply about, and that's the veterans of this great country, to their families and loved ones whom I have been honored to serve.
Shinseki was taking responsibility there for the scandal over delayed access to medical care for military veterans. Shortly after, Secretary Shinseki, or Rick as he's also known, met with President Obama. And later the president appeared at the podium in the White House briefing room.
This morning I think some of you also heard Rick take a truly remarkable action. In public remarks, he took responsibility for the conduct of those facilities and apologized to his fellow veterans and to the American people. And a few minutes ago, Secretary Shinseki offered me his own resignation. With considerable regret, I accepted.
Brian Bender covers the national security beat for the Boston Globe. I mean, some people in Washington, Brian, thought this wouldn't bring Shinseki down, this scandal at the VA. What happened?
Well, I think just the pressure, the heat, the politics of this recent veteran scandal just was too much to bear. I think if someone else had had that job, they may have resigned or they may have been relieved earlier than Eric Shinseki. But I think Republicans and Democrats have enormous respect for this guy who has given his entire adult life to public service, first as an Army officer and now as a veteran secretary for 5 years, which is longer than anyone else. And so while there's a lot of respect for him, I think just the information that's been coming out, sort of piling up by the day about waiting lists and misconduct and mismanagement at the VA on his watch, it just got to the point where it was just sort of the water came over the dam.
Right. I mean, it was these doctor visit backlogs for vets that led to Shinseki's fall. Obama appointed him in 2008, right before his first term started. Why do you think Obama chose him to head up the VA in the first place?
The choice of Shinseki at the time was seen by many not simply as a retired general with a lot of respect and management skills who could take on this big task, but it was also kind of a poke in the eye by Obama to the previous administration. When General Shinseki was the Army Chief of Staff, his last job in uniform, he was effectively relieved of duty by Donald Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense, because in the run-up to the Iraq War, when the Bush administration was claiming that this would be a quick war, it would require very little troops, then four-star General Eric Shinseki went before Congress and basically said he didn't agree with that, that he thought it would be several hundred thousand troops that would be required to pacify Iraq. It turned out that he was right. History proved him right. But at the time, he was basically cashiered, retired earlier than planned. And I think when Obama appointed him, it was sort of a double message. One, I want a very competent individual who can speak truth to power. But I think at the same time, it was seen, at least in Washington, as kind of a poke in the eye of the previous administration that I'm going to bring this guy into my cabinet.
How could that happen to a Purple Heart Award recipient and a four-star general, the first Japanese-American to become a four-star general?
If you recall, during the Bush administration, there were some leaders at the top who didn't brook a lot of dissent. And I think there was a lot of indication at the time, too, that General Shinseki did not get along very well with Donald Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense, and other leaders in the Bush administration. I think he had some differing views than they did, and he, you know, spoke those views mostly behind closed doors. But I think it was a clash of personalities, a clash of views that then came out into the open just weeks before the Iraq invasion back in 2003.
You reported on the Iraq War, Brian. What was Shinseki's reputation among the troops?
General Shinseki, you know, had enormous respect, enormous allegiance throughout the ranks of the Army. He was wounded twice in Vietnam. One of those, he almost lost his foot and effectively was told that it needed to be amputated, thus ending his military career. He insisted on keeping much of his foot and really spent a long time in the hospital, recuperating, rehabilitating himself, and went back into the active duty, which is quite rare, was certainly quite rare in that era, and went on to be a four-star general, very highly respected. As you mentioned earlier, he was the first Japanese-American to reach that rank in the military. And, you know, he used to tell the story that he grew up hearing lots of stories about his uncles who had fought in World War II for the United States, even though they were Japanese-Americans. And he was just sort of this truly American story. And in some ways, you know, the end of his political career is quite American as well. Mm. He presided over an agency that has long had a reputation for management problems. I think he gets a lot of credit for doing some things right at the VA, lowering this backlog of claims, reduced tremendously the number of homeless veterans that are out on the streets. And so I think in the coming days there will be more discussion about what he actually accomplished, which I think most people think was quite significant. I just think in these recent revelations, it just became clear that he was not the right person to carry the agency forward. Certainly Congress didn't have any confidence that he could do it. And I think it just got to the point where he and the president decided they needed a fresh set of eyes on this.
Brian Bender in Washington with the Boston Globe. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.